Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of My Dad Wrote a Porno. You're never going to guess where we are.
It's quite echoey.
It is a bit echoey, isn't it?
It's very red.
We're just in the Royal Albert Hall.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm hoping when we play here on the 21st of June, our live show, it won't be as echoey and as empty as this.
Please come. Yeah, we are bringing our live show to the Royal Albert Hall, and someone just told us it's going to be the biggest podcast show in the world ever.
Ever?
Ever, apparently.
Forever, ever? Forever,
ever? Ever?
I think we should dress up for the occasion. I don't know about you guys.
Gown?
I'll be wearing a gown.
The ruffly... we know you will be.
Tuxes and tiaras for James.
And the ruffly shirt. You know, the legit ruffly shirt.
Yes, 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 yes.
Tails? Top and tails?
Why not? A top hat, fuck it.
Oh, James.
I'll be Fred Astaire for the day. More like Oliver Hardy.
This is totally crazy, though. Our biggest show ever. Like you say, the biggest... What is it? The biggest stage show of all time.
We've just beaten Cats.
I've just been round and counted the seats. It's about 5,200.
Jesus, tonight.
I know. Yeah.
What, you've counted them by hand?
Yeah, and good. Come up with an approximate figure.
Great, wonderful.
Guys, can we just have a moment? Can we just look at each other? The Royal Albert Hall. It's like one of the most insane venues in the world. A, I can't believe they've let us in. I can't believe they've agreed to it.
I know.
Do they know the title of the podcast?
I think we went, my dad wrote a... Mm.
And then mumbled it on the phone. Because they're going to have to do the posters. Do you think when they come to type it out, they're going to be like... Sorry, just got an email through Shirley. It's called what?
They think it's my dad wrote an aria. That's what they think.
Shirley, how do you use the asterisk button on this? I need to use four.
How do you make font really tiny, Shirley?
Why is everyone called Shirley?
I don't know. There's That's a team of people called it? Shirley here at the Royal
Box. There's obviously the Royal Box there.
Oh.
Do you think first outing for Markle at an event at the RAH?
Meghan.
Meghan Markle and her beau Prince Harry
oh
in attendance.
God.
At My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Should we invite them?
Yeah.
What is the etiquette for inviting a royal to a pornography event?
DM?
Just slide in, Alice.
Just slide right in. I mean, I would settle for a Wills or Kate.
I'd be happy with that. The Queen. I wouldn't mind the Queen.
Do you know what? I'd say yes to Fergie.
I wouldn't.
What? She's the Duchess. Of course she can come.
Oh, yeah, of course. And to be fair, Belinda sucks enough toes, so she'll be in good company. But the crazy thing about the Royal Albert Hall is that it's one of the most iconic buildings in the world, but its history is insane.
Well, famously, Rocky Flintstone himself is a patron.
Yes. We Sorry? Come every Christmas.
Not financially, oh. Just attends.
Okay.
He's been, James, he's been. Yeah, every Christmas, the Flintstone Mortons, we come to the Royal Albert Hall to watch the Big Carol concert, and it's amazing. The fact that my dad's pornography is going to be on that stage on the 21st of June is literally batshit.
Heads are going to roll. People are going to lose their jobs over this.
This place is going to be shut down.
The reputation, it'll be in the gutter. Royal Albert Hall, people will be like, never again.
Everyone who is anyone has played here.
Adele.
Sinatra.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh my God.
The Beatles.
No.
Yes.
Bonnie Tyler.
Not the Bonnie Tyler.
The Bonnie Tyler.
But Bob Dylan's been here.
Oh, you love a bit of Bob Dylan.
I actually saw Bob Dylan here.
Jamie's even got Bob Dylan as his ringtone on his phone.
Yeah,
that's
I
how
do.
Much
yeah.
of a mad
that's when you know you're a fan.
Subterranean Homesick Blues. Thank you very much.
The polyphonic version.
But, I don't know if you know this about Bob Dylan, guys. He went electric in 1965. Bit of a big deal.
Like going metric.
What, they like plugged him in?
Exactly that.
Literally in the mains?
He was very famous for his folk songs, James. You know, just on a yes. normal normal guitar. Then in 1965, he went electric. And it was in this very building in 1966 where somebody infamously shouted out, Judas!
Because people were like, acoustic, acoustic. Yeah,
and it was so different. That's like one of the most legendary moments of rock and roll history.
Judas!
And it happened here.
And I feel like it's going to happen to us.
Please, please somebody shout Judas. Please. That'd be so good. What a great callback all those years later. Yeah.
And it would also be true.
Oh my God.
A few other people that played here, James Brown, wow. Diana Ross, Ronnie Corbett. You know, all the greats.
On the same night. What an unusual bill.
I think it was like a Royal Variety Show or something.
It's not just music, though, or kind of big famous names that play here. This is a venue which is very versatile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shall I tell you some of the things that they host here?
Please do.
It's staged boxing. We've got your basketball, your tennis. Yeah.
Tennis, yes, yes, yes.
Chess boxing.
What's that?
Could be a typo. What's could be that? Chest boxing. Don't know. And also gut barging.
Gut
barging? I don't know. I'm not here to judge. They just do it, okay?
You mean you haven't been to the great gut barging championships?
Wait, you come to the Christmas carols, but you don't come to the Christmas gut barging.
Judas!
Yeah, also, they did host the first ever International Sumo Wrestling Championship
at the Royal
here,
Albert
at
Hall.
The Royal Albert Hall, yes. In 1991.
Why here?
Big doors, isn't it?
Really big doors. Great double doors.
Yeah, they're big boys.
Yeah, they are big boys and big girls. Women, ladies. Oh, God.
Female folk.
So I am going to feel really at home. You
shut
know.
Up.
It's not only been used for sporting events, obviously. Like, they filmed a lot of movies here.
Really?
Any guesses? What sort of films might they film at the Royal Albert Hall?
Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
I'm guessing something British.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, of course. Love
so,
Actually.
Kez?
Kez!
I, Daniel Blake? No, Spice World.
Shut
no.
up.
So apparently, like I haven't seen it a million times, but the plot of...
Apparently, according to my brain.
The plot of Spice World is, it's 3 days leading up
don't
to their...
Don't ever apparently say the plot of Spice World, because that's not a thing.
There's 3 days before their big show at the Royal Albert Hall.
James,
so it's
I'm not
about
a philistine.
That.
I'm aware of Meatloaf's work. Thank you.
So the finale of Spice World is their performance at Royal Albert Hall.
This is mad, though. When you're saying these things, obviously I'm thinking, like, ridiculous. But then we're going to do it.
I know.
We're going to say cervix in this building.
Oh, God.
If you notice what's on the roof, they kind of look like cervixes.
What?
Those, like, I don't know. Those,
as
like,
if you know what a cervix looks like. Come on.
James, that doesn't look like a cervix.
We've been through this a million times.
No, they do. I've seen diagrams now. I've done my research.
What, you think Michelangelo or whoever did that?
Well, they're circles, which is what a cervix
like
looks
discs.
Like.
Like discs.
No. Yeah. No. James, in fact, I can tell you something about those. You know I love a fact.
Go on. Yeah.
They're actually for the acoustics. They're referred to as mushrooms, which is not another name for the cervix. People don't go, oh, my mushrooms give me jip. Yeah, because...
Do they say my cervix is giving me jip?
They. Who are they? Just women folk.
Shirley.
Oh, yeah. Shirley, the mushroom's playing up again. Yeah, actually, these are dampening discs, which is maybe what you would call the cervix.
Dampening discs. Wow.
Can you grab them?
Yeah, well, I'm sure if you had a ladder and you were a sound technician, you could.
And look at that massive organ.
Excuse me.
The Royal Albert Hall has got a mass... Oh, God, there's innuendo everywhere, isn't there? Massive organ.
It's the Jim Sterling of Book Two.
Yeah.
Do we get to use whatever's in here? Is it at our disposal?
I seriously doubt that. That looks like an impressive piece of kit.
It's got 9,999 pipes.
But a bitch ain't one.
In organ circles, people are like, yeah, as if we haven't heard that one before.
See, I did learn piano for 10 years.
Gosh,
I can now play the opening bars of A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton and the first verse of Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
What a repertoire.
So if they need me to blast something out, I'm more than happy to.
Wait a sec. What's that, Shirley? Are you free at the end of July? They've got an opening.
Oh, yeah, for the proms.
Look at the proms are here as well. Fucking hell. It's amazing.
I know we were on the fence, but I think we should do it.
Should we play?
Is this the meeting?
Shall we play Land of Hope and Glory at the end of the show?
Oh, my God.
And everyone can stand up and wave flags.
Can we change the words? Something Land of Hope and Rocky? I don't know. I'm brainstorming.
Blue sky, everyone.
Blue sky.
So this is the perfect setting, really, for what we're going
to
do.
I mean, it is, because the suffragettes used to meet here.
Did they?
This was their first meeting place when they were first starting to assemble.
I love that you said that, like, and as many people say, we are the natural modern day.
Well,
you know,
I just think that, you know, Belinda Blinked is a very feminist novel. It has been said.
It has been said.
Not by many, but
quite the protagonist.
So yeah, the suffragettes through to porn. They'll be thrilled.
So if people are kind of weighing it up, they're like, I want to see something at the Royal Albert Hall. Could be the proms, you know, could be...
Sumo wrestling.
Could be gut gurgling. What's it called?
Gut barbling.
Gut charbling. Could be that. Why would they come and see My Dad Wrote a Porno?
Well, they should come and see it because we read an exclusive chapter, the lost chapter, that you will only ever hear at a live show. And it was written by Rocky Flintstone himself. And it was so bad that even he did not include it in any of the books.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Too shit for Rocky. I mean, if that's not a reason to buy a ticket, I don't know what is.
They wouldn't let us call it that.
Yeah, it's just a really fun show. Like, we get people involved, don't we? Get people up on stage, people playing characters.
It's so raucous. It's such a mad night. And this is going to be the biggest one. So over 5,000 people, over 5,000 perverts getting involved. It's a noisier show than any I've been to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to come. It's a right laugh. So bring a friend, bring a parent.
Yeah, you don't have to have heard all of the podcasts. This is very much standalone.
Totally.
It's just nice to get out of the house. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, and let's also not forget there is no plot in Melinda Blink. So you can literally dip in wherever you like.
Yeah, we'll be here on the 21st of June.
Yeah, that's our London date here at the Royal Albert Hall. But loads more dates if you can't make it to London.
Yeah, we're going all over the US very soon.
Yeah, we are. Can't wait.
We're going to, I can remember these, LA, New York, Seattle, San Francisco, Boston, Washington, D.C., Toronto in Canada, and Chicago.
God, I'm impressed by that.
Well done, James.
I'm not so good with the UK dates.
Okay, hit me. I'll kick you off. Bristol.
Edinburgh.
Yes.
Glasgow.
Yes.
Stoke.
Cool.
Warwick.
Yes.
Brighton.
Cool.
Bristol. Oh, we said Bristol. Shit.
The one that's a bit like near where we're from.
Birmingham.
Yes.
Nottingham.
Yes.
Manchester.
Cool.
Sheffield.
Yes.
York.
Yes.
Southend.
By the sea. Correct.
Reading.
Definitely.
Leicester.
If you want.
Cardiff.
All right.
Woking.
New Victoria Theatre. You better believe it.
Norwich.
No, we're not actually going to Norwich.
Oh, shit. Oh. Well, there's other ones as well. Cambridge, Liverpool, Newcastle. We're going all over the shop. But if you go to mydadwroteaporno.com/live, you can see a full list of dates and buy tickets.
You know Norwich is going to be so furious at you now. It's dead nice as well, Norwich. It's so lovely. Oh,
so will Oxford. We're going there too.
Well, Norwich lot, just come to one of the other ones and we'll come to you next time.
And we're also going to be releasing more international dates very soon as well. So fear not, Europe and beyond.
Who's that woman furiously pointing us over there? Is that Shirley?
Bloody Shirley. It's Shirley number four. We've got to get out.
She's not pointing. She's using a different finger. And she definitely wants us to leave. Shirley, mate, you can have a free ticket.
She's here anyway.
So before we get kicked out...
James, honestly, hurry up. She's getting really irate.
Shirley, chill. Seriously. We can't wait to see you on tour. Come to see us wherever's closest to you. And don't forget, the Royal Albert Hall tickets go on sale on Friday, the 2nd of February. All the details are available at mydadwroteaporno.com/live.
They are indeed. And don't forget, we will be back later in the year with more Belinda Blink. We're going to be opening Belinda Blink 4. We're going to find out who the special one is, maybe. and there'll be more from the crazy, crazy mind of the one and only Mr. Rocky Flintstone.
I think the special one might be Shirley.
Want to find the perfect Father's Day card? Dad deserves better than a drugstore card. This year, surprise him with a special personalized card from Moonpig. You can add your favorite photos and a heartfelt message. Plus, no more worrying about stamps or going to the post office, because we'll mail it for you the same day. Every dad deserves a Moonpig card. Get your first card free with code PODCAST at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.